From police officers to firefighters, from storm chasers to race car drivers, expert drivers who demand the most from their tires choose the superior performance of Goodyear.
Goodyear is constantly testing, innovating, and looking for ways to improve upon your ride. You can feel confident riding on Goodyear tires because everything they learn from making tires for the experts inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
For superior traction, handling, and performance, even in challenging weather, choose Goodyear tires. Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried-and-true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge, and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T. Rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at attbethefan.com. Void where prohibited.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Morning at Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy Bushcutter with Jim Langan, our esteemed colleague Doug Duda on his way to head out to Stewart for a call of a 8-man semifinal game tonight, or this afternoon actually, at 2 o'clock. Pre-game will be at 1:30 on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Later today, right here on ESPN, it'll be Overton taking on Hemingford, and we'll have that game for you. Also 1:30, and then the 2 o'clock tip-off. And Jimmy, how you doing?
Real good. How about you?
I see you haven't sold the Husker apparel yet. You still have it on. You're still okay after the loss on Saturday. That was a frustrating game.
Yeah, you know what? The good size of it, when you look at it, the good points is Nebraska moved the ball.
Yeah.
They competed very well. And it looks like the program's heading in the correct direction. We got a chance. Looks like we're going to win some games. It wasn't like we played very poorly, and Michigan State turned the ball over to us a bunch of times, and we still couldn't do anything with the football.
Right,
that's not
right.
What took place. What took place was we found out we had a very competitive team. There was a lot of good things that came out on that situation, if you look at it that way. A lot of young athletes back, a lot of people. So, you know, it looked like you've played Michigan State 10 times. You get to win a few of those games.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? Michigan State played an almost perfect game. And they still felt like they had to go for it on fourth down, do a little trick. I mean, it isn't like Nebraska got beat with Michigan State's B game. Because Michigan State came to play. They played very, very well. It was frustrating because Nebraska did play well enough to win. And the five turnovers, you cannot do that against. You can lose to Iowa State when you turn it over five times. No shot here at Iowa State. But, you know, it reminded me very much of a game against Iowa State a few years back when Nebraska scored 7 points, turned the ball over 8 times, and Iowa State had 9 points. I mean, remember that 9-7 game a few years ago?
I definitely remember that. That's about
the most frustrating, and it was kind of like that the other day because it's like, guys, we can play. We can play with these guys if you don't turn it over. And that turnover right before half was just a killer. Just a killer.
And Randy, one thing, turnovers in football, when you look at it, sometimes a turnover doesn't really kill you, and sometimes they do. I mean, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have the ball at the 50-yard line, you got third down and 15, And so you throw about a 40-yard pass, and they intercept it at the 10. Well, if it's incomplete, you're going to punt. And
that's right, you're going to be at the 10
yeah,
anyway.
You know, yeah, so what I mean, some of those turnovers do not. But every one of these really came at really bad times and an extremely short field for Michigan State. And so, you know, that's one of the things that was kind of tough was the turnovers that we did have, every one of them seemed to be very costly. And Michigan State, and give them a little credit, they took advantage of the turnovers. Mm-hmm. And because of that, and because they got the lead, they did not have to take some chances on offense, and they could kind of take care of the ball and not run some plays that maybe are those type of plays that could. So, you know, because of that, maybe we didn't see maybe Michigan State take some chances downfield that they normally might do. They were happy just to say, hey, you know what? We'll take a fourth down here and punt it to you again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yeah, and when it was 13-7, I mean, if it isn't for that turnover, if Nebraska just holds on that ball one more play, they work the clock, they go in the locker room, turning the ball over three times, down 13-7, and you would kind of consider that a win because I think the Nebraska defense did play well enough, in spite of the fact that the Spartans had the short field time and time again. The defense played well enough that they were still one play away from being able to take the lead in the game, and that's all you can ask for the defense in that kind of circumstance. So,
yeah, and you know, another thing in that game, too, the Michigan State punting team, the punt team, played really well. That when they punted the ball, and you give credit to the punter, but you also give credit to the people that went downfield, because when Nebraska did have the fumble, they did recover the fumble. You know, they recovered it. They didn't let Nebraska get back on that. So their team that covered punts, and they also had one inside, like the one-yard line. And it was kind of controversial whether or not it was good or not good. But they did get the play. They made the play. And I thought that was a key element into the game, was the special teams of Michigan State's, their punt coverage team and the way they punted the ball. They did a lot of things really well to continue to keep Nebraska into a hole. And so when Nebraska did turn the ball over, they were right there, and they'd have much of not a long field to go. And then their field goal team did a good job. Michigan State's field goal team,
they struggled with a little bit.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, there were some things that they did, you know, we have to give them credit for, too, in the game, because they did have a 41-20 lead, you know.
Yeah. This just into our Dim Popper inbox, and remember our address is DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com for the Dim Popper inbox. Okay, NU gave the game away, but MSU defense is way overrated. Our patched-up offensive line was hanging with them pretty easy, and now the Big Ten has said what a great matchup with OSU is going to be. NU might not have won the game with OSU, but at least we might watch Michigan State get their butts kicked. I think they're right. I think Ohio State's a lot better than Michigan State.
Yeah, that might be so. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
That will be. You know, it's kind of interesting to see how many points Ohio State gave up this week. Were you surprised with that?
Yeah, I was. Uh-huh. And I just think sometimes when you know you're that much better than everybody, from Ohio State's perspective, it's kind of hard to really be that fine with your defense, you know, week in and week out. You know, they just know their offense is going to outscore so many other teams. And again, they're not, I don't think Ohio State is one of the two best teams in the country. I think Florida State and Alabama, without a doubt in my mind, are the two best teams in the country. And if somehow, and there is some scenarios out there that Florida State could go undefeated and not be in the championship game, and be Alabama and maybe even a one loss, there's all sorts of scenarios out there. I just think that would be a travesty, because I think Florida State is awfully, awfully good. I think Alabama's awfully, awfully good. And then there's a gap. And kind of early on in that, after that gap, is Ohio State. But I think maybe even Clemson might even be better than they are.
I'm probably in the minority on one thing here. And I think that Florida State will be in the championship game. I think they're in. I don't know if Alabama's in yet or not.
No. And Auburn's going to have something to say about it.
Baylor has something to say about it. And it'll be interesting. You know, you get Alabama wins 20-7 over Mississippi State. You know, these are not as impressive wins as other people. And Alabama is, if Alabama had not won two national championships in a row, and Baylor had, and Baylor's doing what they're doing on the field.
You're absolutely right.
They would switch this around. Because what Alabama's doing is not as impressive of what Baylor's doing and what Florida State are doing on the field. Ohio State, for the most part, they had a game with Wisconsin. You know what I mean? You show a little bit of not perfectness, let's put it that way. But Florida State, you tell me what they've done wrong in any one of their
games. What they did at Clemson, so, who was top four at the time.
Yeah. And it looks like they've got a, they're going to probably play Duke in the game that they have to get to there, where Alabama's going to have to be playing somebody like a Missouri. And they have to get by Auburn, too. So they've got a couple games where they – but they will not – if they go undefeated, Alabama will be in the championship game. There is no doubt about it.
And, again, it's got that, those letters SEC associated with that.
Exactly.
I think whoever goes undefeated through the SEC almost immediately gets in the national championship
game. And rightfully so. Somebody's got to knock them out. If Alabama goes undefeated, it would be a travesty not to put it back into the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, obviously, there's a little bit of our Husker rehash a little bit. Also over the weekend, another football note, the six-man state championship game Friday night. Great game. Congratulations, Silver Lake. A tight game, holding on for dear life, winning by 1 point in the final minutes. So that was a lot of fun. You been to a six-man game?
You know, I refereed the first state championship.
I remember that now you say that.
That was played in – so, yeah, I've been to a couple, but you know, everyone I've been to, I've refereed. So I guess I've never really just watched one. Now, I did go to Kearney and have watched a couple of those, but I've never seen the whole game. I just kind of went in for a half or went in, you know, and watched it. Usually it's kind of cold, and I've got other things I'm doing,
too. Oh, it was a great game. You know, they have had – last year's game wasn't too shabby. It was all right, a couple-score game, but most of them have been blowouts. But the Friday nights, that was some great football, and congratulations, Silver Lake, coming away with the state championship. That was outstanding. Other champions to crown from the area, obviously involved. Volleyball, Kearney Catholic, back-to-back C1 state champions. Hastings St. Cecilia, congratulations on winning another state championship in Class C2. And Giltner picking up a straight set win. And, they made it look easy in Class D2, rolling through there. And, you know, Bertrand and Giltner, kind of you're hoping you'd get that district final rematch in the championship. But they got upended by Stewart, and then Giltner coming away with the win. So congratulations to the Lady Hornets, the Hawkettes, as well as the Lady Stars. And it was really kind of that match between Minden and Kearney Catholic. Love to see that happen. A couple of Central Nebraska teams going for all the marbles in Class C1. And again, Minden just couldn't quite get over the hump. And you kind of mentioned it. If Minden would have won the state championship last year, had that kind of experience, have maybe a little bit more of that swagger, this year's might have turned out differently as well. Because I think that experience that Kearney Catholic had helped them out this year.
You know what? A lot of times, if you play that state tournament, you're going to have a lot of different winners. You know what I mean? You happen to just this day or this moment or this situation. But hey, hats off to a lot of the teams in the area. Grand Island, Northwest, and Bertrand had great seasons. Didn't get it finished. You know, at the state tournament, both had great seasons. Kearney Catholic happened to get hot at the right time. St. Cecilia gets hot at the right time. Hey, Minden, getting second place. I mean, at the moment you're kind of going, this is really disappointing. But you look back at your season, and there were so many good teams this year in volleyball that there wasn't that one team that was like the dominating group in any of them, in any of the classes. Not one team just dominated it. So, hey, just to win it, everybody feels fortunate to get to do that. But congratulations to the teams in our area for great seasons.
And we talk about volleyball being a sport of momentum. You certainly saw that in the fifth game between Minden and Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic just got on that roll and kept it going. And that really was the difference. And that could have gone just as easily for Minden to do that as well. So, folks in Minden might have a little bit of the Monday blues today, but they're secure. That is at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. They want to make your Mondays your fun day. Stop in at the Coop in Kearney on Monday night for Monday Night Football every Monday, of course. Buy the Coop Koozie for only $5 and enjoy a 12-ounce cold beverage from 7 to close for only $1 each. You can't do better than that, just buying it and staying on your couch and not being able to cheer because your wife yells at you when you make a ruckus in the basement. So stop in, get your $5 Coop Koozie for $5, and then get that 12-ounce cold one from 7 to close for only $1 each. And, of course, you can't watch football without their tasty boneless wings. Choose from over a dozen lip-smacking, taste bud-packing boneless wings for only 40 cents apiece. And you can't wait for tonight? Well, how about something for lunch? Stop in for the Coop today for lunch or a juicy steak sandwich, your choice of side, for only $6.99. For family fun, drinks, and food, head on out to the Chicken Coop, 2115 Avenue A in Kearney. We're going to reminder that bottom of the hour we'll have our press conference, the news conference with Bo Pelini. We're going to take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 20th and 21st at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. Sponsored by Aurora Cooperative, Farm Credit Services of America, Pioneer Hybrid, and Kearney Visitors Bureau. The 2013 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 20th and 21st.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
When it comes to virtualization and cloud, why should big businesses with bigger budgets have all the opportunities? How about simple, affordable solutions for mid-sized businesses? We hear you. Start with IBM solutions for virtualization and cloud, then run them on IBM System X servers powered by the latest Intel Xeon processors. Simple, easy-to-use solutions priced for mid-sized businesses from your IBM business partner. Learn more at ibm.com/simple.
You're in your car, and outside it's colder than Jack Frost's ice cubes. But you're not too cool for school, so you go to AutoZone. They have the antifreeze to protect your engine from freezing over and leaving you stranded. Now your car can go from zero to sub-zero, no problem. See you around, Jack.
Right now at AutoZone, save $5 on peak antifreeze after $2 instant savings and $3 mail-in rebate. Protect your cooling system and save $5. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The State High School Volleyball Tournament is in the books. Congratulations to state champions Kearney Catholic, Hastings St. Cecilia, and Giltner. Now it's the state football semifinals Monday here on ESPN. Overton will host Hemingford at 2. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Monday Amherst is at Stewart at 2. And Tuesday, Donovan Trumbull's at Battle Creek at 5:30. The high school football semifinals continue Monday and Tuesday.
Dealership Podcast Group, the Doug and Daddy Show, as we're moving on and kind of licking our wounds a little bit from the Michigan State loss by Nebraska the other day. But, you know, again, I still, and we kind of touched on this, I take more positives out of that than I take negatives, because down the road, long term, I do like the direction that the football team is going. And it's, so, again, it's very frustrating, but they're heading in the right direction, I think.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there was people that would call into our show and would make comments that they just didn't like the way we were losing. You know, and that means when you played,
you're getting whipped.
Yeah, and the defense is making no plays at all. But we had a lot of good plays that we made on defense, and we had a lot of good plays. The game was fun to watch. You know, people are excited about Husker football. When you get a two-minute drive against Michigan and you win a game, or you throw a Hail Mary pass and beat Northwestern. And, you know, I just think Nebraska, Northwestern, Michigan – There's not much difference between those three teams. There really isn't. And for us to go 2-0 against those teams, that was good. It was tough to lose to Michigan State. It was tough to lose to Minnesota. But we're very competitive with these teams. All these teams, we've been very competitive, and it's been fun to watch. And that's all you can ask out of your players, is do as good as they can. And if they're doing as good as they can, then you can't be mad at your players because they're not better than they are.
Yeah.
You know, so if they're competing and doing what they can, I'm happy with that. Abdullah, what a great game he had. I mean, I think he's one of the best running backs in the nation. Our offensive line probably isn't as good as some of the other offensive lines in the nation. But Abdullah is really using them as well as he can. They just opened the hole big enough for him, and he reads his blocks well. He does a great job. One of the best players in the nation. Should be an All-American.
And I would agree with you. What I like about him is he does both. He'll hit the hole hard, but he's also patient, kind of waiting for that hole as well. I mean, he makes the most out of the limited opportunities that he's kind of had with a rather patched-up offensive line, who, by the way, I was impressed with how well the offensive line did play against Michigan State. It was a lot better than I anticipated, considering the number of injuries that they've had.
Yeah, and you know, there's been times in the past where Nebraska's been totally dominating. Their offensive line was so much better than the defensive line, almost giving up 100 pounds. And those guys get 100 yards rushing. A lot of players could have got 100 yards rushing behind that offensive line. But against this offensive line, what I'm trying to say is he is getting any type of a hole he gets, he reads things well, he busts things to the outside, and he doesn't fumble the ball very much. He hangs on to the football, too.
Yeah, he does a great job of that. And you know who else does a great job? T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works. If you're tired of those electric pivot repair hassles, failed gearboxes, micro switches that fail when you least expect it and need it to fail, obviously, the least, well, make your life a whole lot easier for you for an entire lifetime. Make the switch to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot system. T&L's safe hydrostatically powered design provides continuous movements. You don't have to worry about that starting and stopping. It's going to just keep on going. That eliminates those hassles. Talk to your local T&L dealer today and discover how you can get lasting value and decades of dependability by switching to a T&L. Or go to online to TLIRR.com, TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Bob in the Hour will be joining Bo Pelini for his weekly news conference. And our pigskin pick'em, another tough loss for our caller, Matt, who finished 5-5 and just out of the money. Doug finished 6-4. I think the swing game was the Oklahoma State game. If Matt had gone the other way for a while, we kind of thought maybe he'd done that. We actually thought that you guys had lost, but nope. Stay in the course. You finished 5-5, Doug 6-4, and Matt at 5-5. So we'll move on. $90 next week will be in the kitty as our pigskin pick, and we'll move on to week 13 this Friday.
Just to set the record straight, I had some other people thought we lost. I knew we'd won by 6 o'clock Saturday.
Jeff.
Okay, we had the tiebreaker down.
We had
it down. There was two games left, and there was no possible way mathematically could have won.
Yeah.
So yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
That bus really hurt you guys. Just threw me under.
There you go.
Because nobody else knew about that besides the people in this room.
It's worth like $100 next week, isn't 90. It? $100 or is it only?
It'll be 90. It'll be 90. It was 80 this last week, so it'll be 90 next week.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. All right. Midtown Mart, cooler question. Midtown Mart, Hastings, home of the coolest beer and the coldest beer and the coolest topics. What do you make of the NL and AL Cy Young winners? Were they right on both? Were they wrong on both or right on Kershaw only? What sayeth you, Jim Langan? Did they get them both right? Did they get them both wrong, or was Kershaw the only one that was right?
I think they were both correct. You know, I mean, the amount of games that the Detroit Tiger guy won and then he lost, and maybe his earned run average wasn't perfect, but you know, he really had a great year, and it's really hard to it was pretty obvious.
And he's got a long resume, you know.
It was pretty obvious to me. You know, the closer from the Kansas City Royals was the only other guy that I actually thought, that could have even come close to getting a vote or getting a first place vote. But it was pretty obvious with these guys what they did. And it probably had been decided about the 1st of September, actually, unless they either one of them just had to really fly off the wrong end. So.
Well, our Midtown Mark Cooley question for today deals with Nebraska football. Bo Pelini has led Nebraska to at least 9 wins, but also has 4 losses every season that he's been with the Huskers. How will this team, who is currently 7-3, end up? And just a little reminder, they play at Penn State. They'll host Iowa, and of course, they'll be in a bowl game. So, again, if they go undefeated, they would finish 10-3, and they could also finish as low as 7-6. So, again, at Penn State versus Iowa and in a bowl game, an unknown opponent yet, you guys can pick, we can pick however they turn out. 7-6, 8-5, 9-4, or 10-3. What do you think?
They're going to lose 4 games. That's what they're going to do. They're going to lose 4 games. I don't know how it's going to turn out. But if they win them both, they'll lose the bowl game because they'll have a heck of a bowl game. They'll be matched against a tremendous opponent. Yeah. If they go 500, they won't have as tough as a bowl matchup. So I think they're going to end up losing 4 games. That's about where we're at. That's who we're going to be. That's who we are. We're going to lose about 4 games. And I think there's some people out there. I'd love to play Texas or Oklahoma in a bowl game. We're better than they are. We are better than Texas. We are better than Oklahoma. It would be fun to play them in a bowl game because we would have no trouble getting up for that type of a bowl game.
And I think that's who Nebraska is going to play. You know, whether it be right. The Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl or the Texas
both.
Bowl or
can
whatever.
Can we play in both? Maybe we can play in 2 bowl games. Is there any rule about, can we play Texas in the bowl game and then turn around and play Oklahoma in another one?
And maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I'm going to say 10-3 because I'm not worried about going to Penn State. I mean, sure, they can lose. It can happen. They could lose at home to Iowa, but I don't see either one of those two happening. And without knowing who the bowl opponent is, I'm going to think that, you know, we're not going to be playing a team that was one play away from playing for the national title, like we did in last year's bowl game. We're going to be playing somebody that I think we can handle. So I'm going to be optimistic and say 10-3, and that's pretty solid.
Yes, it is. That's a really good record.
Yeah. Don't forget, coming up in just a little bit, we'll be heading down to Lincoln for the news conference at the bottom of the hour. And there's also, while we're waiting for that, instead of just traveling to Lincoln, how about you just kind of make some plans to do that? And obviously, you need a good set of wheels for that. So how about the Affordable Car Act sale known as Midway Care? Check out these huge savings. They have huge hassle-free discounts. Consumers keep all the rebates, even the ones that are hidden that you don't necessarily know about at Chrysler. And again, they'll give you all of those rebates. Low deductibles, new and certified warranties. They have easy exchange. If you're not happy, you have 30 days to exchange on anything that they have certified there. Free preventative care on new and certified pre-owned cars. In other words, free maintenance. Low monthly payments. 1.99 for 72 months on new and 2.99 for used for 72 months. That's 6 years. And obviously an easy-to-navigate website. The big emphasis is on the customers. They'll get the rebates. They'll get the discounts. They'll get the warranty coverage, free maintenance, and low interest rates. You don't have to give up those cheap interest rates to get the rebate. Keep your cash and finance at extremely low rates at Midway Auto Dealerships. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd in Kearney. And think Midway. It is a better way. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be pretty close to hearing from Coach Pelini right after this.
How do you make the game even better? Just add pizza. Not just any pizza, but a pizza made with fresh, never-frozen ingredients, made from scratch dough, and 100% cheese. That's right, just add pizza from Papa John's. For a limited time, get any large up to 3 toppings for $10 or any specialty for just $12.99. Now it's a game. Order online at papajohns.com or call Papa John's of Kearney today, 236-5455. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet.
Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the doors. Unlock the doors.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with a Sears card. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80 and doubles with Sears card. Ends 11/23. See store for details.
Hi, it's the Herd. There's a reason so many smart business people are setting up Regis Virtual Offices. They're known to boost your business productivity. Your Regis Virtual Office has all the benefits of a full-time office without the cost. You get an impressive address and local phone number whenever you need it. A staff to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and monthly private office use. Get 1 month free. Yes, free at regus.com/sports. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. 1-800.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine in our forecast today. Southwest winds will be at 5 to 15 with a high in the upper 50s. And we'll have clear skies tonight with a low near 32. I'm meteorologist Sam Danieski. Right now it's 48.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same.
Back here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we're getting ready on this end for some high school football. Don't forget, on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll have coverage of the Amherst-Stewart game. Pre-game will be at 1:30, and they'll kick it off at 2 o'clock. And later this afternoon, right here on ESPN, Overton at home taking on Hemingford. Our pre-game will also start at 1:30. Jimmy, a tougher weekend for you in terms of your five picks. You went 2-3. Your Alabama, Mississippi State was money. I mean, that was money in the bank from the word go. Tough kind of loss there with Northwestern. Northwestern just finds some way to shoot themselves in the foot there as you went 2-3. You won Mississippi State and Oklahoma State pretty comfortably. But that Northwestern one, that's got to stick in your craw.
Oh, well, yeah, it was disappointing. You know, the big mistake was Stanford, though. USC deserved a cover. I could have lucked out and won that. Sometimes you're on the wrong side of a game. And I had the people on the wrong side. The USC was the correct side on that, so I was incorrect. With Oklahoma State and Mississippi State were definitely the correct sides. I think I still was on the correct side in the Northwestern Michigan game, even though we lost it.
Yeah,
I think we might have been on the correct side, you know. And then Kansas State was the incorrect side. I don't take favorites very much. Took some and got killed. The next week, people, you'll be getting underdogs.
Getting all underdogs.
Yeah,
there you go.
All underdogs only.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not really an underdog, but our own Doug Duda on his way to beautiful downtown Stewart for coverage of the Amherst-Stewart game. And Doug, obviously, there on site for the volleyball championships and everything on Saturday as well. So a busy weekend of sports. And Doug, it continues one more day as we head into the 8-man playoffs tonight. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's great. We're traveling the state. Always a fun part to get a couple of times where you have to actually make a day trip. But we're on the horizon. You know how it is when you pass through God's country and you get north of God's country, you have to find a real tall hill to get some cell phone service. So that's where we're at. But, Jimmy, you know what? Your lock of the weekend was Mississippi State, and it hit again. And I couldn't hear the show all the way. How'd we do in Pigskin Pick?
You won it, Doug. Hey, Doug.
You probably knew that, though.
Doug, I knew you won it. It was mathematically. I was tied with the guy, and he had his two selections were with me. You had a couple the other direction, but I had the tiebreaker, and then so we had it done by 6 o'clock on Saturday. So it's up to $90 now. That's good money. $90 is good money.
And we would have got another one had it not been for that miracle Auburn tip touchdown against Georgia. So, that's like a half a win right there.
Yeah, and I felt that way on my Northwestern Michigan game because I had them. And that was, you talk about the miracle, that was kind of a miracle too.
We're getting awfully close to having Coach Bellini in Lincoln. So you guys can kind of, you know, cry in each other's beer here just a little bit longer.
Yeah, we got Coach Pelini coming up, but a couple other things I wanted to mention. We got good football today, and to the volleyball teams, I'll tell you what, it was a long time even calling a game this weekend before I saw anybody lose. The rankings out, they're all taken care of. Even the teams like a St. Paul or a Gothenburg, they're rated in the top 10 that didn't even make it to state, or an Ansley-Litchfield because they were in tough districts. Also, one other thing, Jimmy, I really wanted to get this in. You guys, I have talked about so many sporting things, but now we have that greatest time of the year, folks. No NASCAR. The greatest time of the year, no NASCAR. And again, I say, how can it be a sport when the final event of the year, the winner of the whole year finishes ninth, but yet he's the winner?
There you go.
Tell me another sport where you can finish ninth and win it all.
Thank you, Donovan McNabb. And now we're going to go to Lincoln and join Coach Bo Pelini in our weekly news conference.
In the football game. Took the same approach we always do. Looked at the film. Looked for the things that are going to make us better going forward. And got some things to fix. Got a lot of progress. But got to keep working to obviously be more efficient. Not dig ourselves that kind of hole in a football game. And our challenge this week is to rebound, get better, and get ready to play a good Penn State football team.
Bo, do you think you guys will make any change at quarterback?
No. We'll be a similar plan that we've had at the quarterback position. And, not only for short term, but for long term. Still believe in Tommy. Still think he's going to be a really good football player for us. He's young. He's a freshman. I mean, he's not going to be perfect. And he was disappointed yesterday, but because of that experience, it'll make him better down the line. Our approach is no different. Tommy and maybe some Ronnie and just dictated by how the football game goes.
You guys still have a chance at 9 wins, maybe even 10 wins. How important is it to get this program still at 9 wins?
Well, every game's important. And next one's Penn State, so it's important. And you put the kind of work in you do all year long. And every time you go out there, it's important. You know, I've said that all along. You know, obviously we're disappointed that we're not, now we're out of the championship race, but that's our standard. That's always will be our standard, but that doesn't diminish our approach. And the next thing on the docket is Penn State. That's what we're going to get ready for.
Does basic pride play a role in how you guys approach these last two games now that your goals are not
in front? We won't approach these last two games any differently, it's business as usual for us. And obviously, the guys in the locker room, we're beat up. We have some, we're still dealing with some injuries and that type of thing. But, our approach this week isn't any different.
That offensive line, can you guys
can you give an update on kind of who you expect back this week, and Jeremiah Searles, and if he's going to be available after playing a little bit on Saturday?
I would think Searles will be available, but, you know, time will tell. It's too early in the week to really determine who's going to be able to play up there. And, I'll give you guys an update later on in the week, but nothing's really changed right now. Cole Penzick got a little dinged up in the game. We'll see how that goes, you know, as the week goes on. But, like I said, you know, it could be a number of different combinations, and we'll play that by ear as the week goes on.
How about Pat Randall and Daniel Davey?
Daniel Davey has a knee injury. He's out for the year. Thad, you know, is probably, I list him as day to day.
Practice
yesterday? No, he didn't. No.
What was the nature of Davey's injury?
He tore a ligament, so he'll be out for a while.
Is it like a 6-month type injury? Or how you say it?
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact length of it, but. You know, this late in the year, it could go into spring, could cause them to miss spring practice.
One more with Alonzo Bourne.
We'll see how it goes out here over the next couple of days.
Well, you've been working on turnover margin for 3 or 4 years now, trying to get that flip. So what do you attribute, you know, kind of the consistent problems there?
I don't know. We work on it every day. It's got to keep working on it. You know, obviously when you have 5 in a game, that's pretty unusual, you know, and it's obviously unfortunate. Came up, reared its head at the wrong time for us.
Did you guys figure out on the goal line fumble what that turned out to be?
Well, you know, Tommy probably just, I don't think he ever got the ball. I think he pulled out too quick.
With all the guys playing through pain and fighting hard, I mean, what does that say about the toughness of this team?
There's a lot of character on this football team. And, I said going into the game, you know, that, we don't make any excuses or anything else. You just go out and when you're going to deal with some injuries. We've dealt with a lot of them. It's the next guy in, and you got to get ready to play. We've dealt with a lot of them this year, unfortunately, and especially in a couple positions. It's been pretty difficult at a couple spots when you look at the offensive line position and obviously the wide receiver position, and, you know, you don't have a senior quarterback all year long, but it's part of the deal. You know, other people deal with the same thing.
Coach, with the Big Ten championship now being out of the picture, do you personally feel any pressure to, you know, win these last 2 games and finish the season on a positive note?
I always feel, at the end of the day, it's my job's to win football games. That's my approach. I'm not changing my approach. Regardless of what situation we're in, I don't change my approach and how I do my job.
I know you're focused on looking forward, sort of set back at that game at Penn State a couple of years ago. I know you're conflicted about playing that game a little bit, but as you look back on it, the moment before the game and just sort of the game itself and the way it played out, what are your memories of that experience and maybe the bond between the two teams?
Well, you know, obviously that was a crazy, unfortunate situation and one that no one wants to be a part of something like that. That was a crazy week. And, I mean, for us, but, I mean, I can't even imagine what they went through during that week. And obviously, it was unfortunate, and I think that's, you know, one of the powers of sports is I thought you saw two different schools and teams come together, fan bases, came to understand that day what the big picture was. There's a much bigger picture than that football game that day. And I think everybody was able to put it to the side for a couple hours and come together, which I thought was a pretty special, you know, not just a prayer beforehand at a moment, but just a whole football game. And, and hopefully we at Nebraska and our fans and team administration, everybody, you know, I mean, to a certain extent, came together with Penn State to help them through a tough time, because there were a lot of people, the kids, the players, a lot of coaches. There were a lot of people who had no, you know, were obviously in a very unfortunate situation that they really had nothing to do with.
Talk about playing at Penn State, just the challenges of going all the way out there and playing 100,000 people in that stadium.
Well, it's a great atmosphere, and it's a great place to play. Obviously, tremendous tradition. I think Coach O'Brien's doing a heck of a job there, and you know, we'll have our work cut out for us. They're a good football team. They're well coached, and they're physical, and it'll be a good challenge for us.
Every freshman quarterback too. What do you think of Christian Hackett?
I think he's a good player. I think they've done a good job of keeping it fairly simple for him. But, you know, the future is really bright with him. And obviously, you know, having Coach O'Brien there, he's obviously tutored some pretty – he's been around some pretty good quarterbacks and tutored some pretty good guys. So he's I think the future is bright over there, and I think he'll develop into a really good football player. He has all the tools. I mean, you see it. I mean, he has really good arm strength and can do a lot of things. You know, the dude does a lot of things well.
With all the strides that your defense has made lately, I mean, how excited does that get you about the future of the defense?
Well, I've said all along, I think that the potential of this defense going forward is really good. I think it can be, you know, in time, I think it's going to be, this group of guys as they grow up is going to be formidable group for a number of years. But, I thought we did some really good things on defense the other day, but we had some, a couple busts that didn't hurt us that hurt, you know, it's still a work in progress, trust me. You just can't let it rear its head at the wrong time. You know, just some basic things that hurt us, a couple miscommunications and some things that, didn't really hurt us in that football game, but potentially could have. But I thought we did a lot of good things too, you know, but once again, we just got to keep working on the consistency issue.
You're listening to Bo Pelini and his weekly news conference. We do have some breaking news as Tri-City Storm owner Kirk Brooks announced today that head coach and general manager Josh Howji has been relieved of his coaching duties. Again, the Tri-City Storm have released head coach Josh Howji from his coaching duties. He had a career record of 46-62-10. Brooks says he expects to name a new head coach at a news conference tomorrow at the Viero Event Center. Again, Josh Howji has been relieved of his coaching duties with the Tri-City Storm. Now back to Coach Pelini and his weekly news conference.
Really good players for us over the next couple of years, and who knows? Eventually, you might see them both on the field together. Eventually, as we start heading in the spring and in the next year, I like the potential. I think our linebackers are getting better. Go ahead. That's okay.
You kind of want a guy that's a quarterback your defense. Is he kind of fit what?
Yeah, I think both those guys do, and I think they're still growing. You know, Michael hasn't been at Mike very long, and obviously Josh is a true freshman. So, but I think, like I said, I think the potential is there to be very good.
Coach, speaking of your defense, Randy Gregory is a guy that a lot of NFL circles have started talking about. Do you think he's ready to play at the next level?
Right now, no. He will be, but he's got a lot to learn right now, it's the little things. I mean, he's a really good pass rusher, and the details aren't quite there with Randy yet. He's got a lot to learn, and that's to be expected. But right now, he's raw right now, but the potential's there. He's going to be very good.
Where has he gotten better? I mean, he's obviously on the uptick. I mean, what's he doing better than he was earlier in the season?
I think his technique's getting better. It's just inconsistent. He doesn't know certain things. He's playing some techniques and some things fundamentally that he's never done before, and it's more You know, his challenge right now is obviously he's very good against the pass. He's good. He's good at certain things, like when his athleticism obviously can come into play. But there's some things fundamentally, just knowledge of the game that he needs to continue to work on and to become the complete player that he's capable of being. Right now, I think he'd be the first one to tell you he's not a complete football player because he does struggle with some things he plays so well. You know, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. He plays so hard. He plays at he has such a high motor, and he works really hard every single day in practice. And because of that, he's going to really develop into a really good football player. I mean, he's very good now. He's good now. It just there's a lot more out there for this young man, and he's going to really really benefit from an off season in our off season program. And he's dropped a little weight as the season's gone on, and I think a year in the off season program is going to be big for him, and could mean some serious problems down the line for his opponents.
With JUCO guys like that, you know, that go somewhere and kind of perform in obscurity for a year or two, do they come in sometimes with a little bit higher motor or, you know, greater work ethic because they've kind of been humbled?
I think it depends on the guy, Dirk. I mean, in the situation he's been in, some of that is innate. I mean, I think he came in, you know, and I think sometimes you see some of these guys that when they, you know, some of those situations, you know, and I don't want to talk about junior colleges, but some of those situations are pretty tough. And you kind of, you know, a guy like him who has a lot of talent and you kind of get humbled going over to a junior college. And when it works the right way, it kind of makes you hopefully more a little more hungry when you come in. And I can tell you that with Randy is he brings it every day, and he loves to play. He's eager to learn. He's got all those intangibles that you need to continue to develop because it's an everyday thing. If he's gonna, because like I said, there's a lot more out there for him. I mean, the sky's the limit when you have that with his type of ability.
You see that explosiveness, closing speed, etc.
I hate making comparisons, but at the NFL level, I guess, you know, he kind of reminds me of some of the, you know, like having the potential. I mean, a guy who has the physicality and like I said, a year in the weight room is going to be big for this guy in the off season, but to be able to combine the power with strength power and strength with the athleticism and the speed to come off the edge and the wiggle he has in the pass rush and the explosiveness there, you know, it's a great combination. It's why it's such a priority at the NFL level that, you know, that when they're watching film for the draft, that they're looking for that type of guy you want pass rushers, you know, especially at that level. But you don't want a guy who you feel like is going to be a liability in the run game, and that's why I say. And trust me when I tell you, right now Randy's not a liability for us in the run game. But there's a lot more out there for him, and as far as being able to play, you know, be an every down guy, and that's what they're looking for at that level right now.
Were you going to say Charles Haley?
Like I said, Charles wasn't there when I was there. But a guy like, you know, even a guy like, you know, I was with him a little bit later in his career, but like a Willie McGinnis, guys that you feel like if you need to, you could stand up and play him at outside linebacker, but also you're not afraid to put him down into a six technique or five technique to play on a tackle. And you have to have a certain skill set to be able to do that. You know, obviously, Charles Haley was one of those guys, and he was one of the best, in my opinion, one of the best ever.
When you have a guy like that who's got as much potential as he does, do you talk to him about the NFL and just kind of remind him that, hey, if you keep doing your, you know, if you keep coming to work every day, this is what you've got in front of you, or do you kind of eliminate that from the discussion?
You know, I don't. We talked to about controlling what you can control, and that's getting better every day, and making sure. Yeah, I do talk to these guys, and haven't had that much. I haven't talked much because he's been in his first year yet to Randy, but of not buying into hype and everything else, and really being your own worst, biggest critic. So you can continue to develop and work on the things, the little things that are going to allow you to be great. You know, Sue and I had one of those sit downs, and really almost immediately when I got here, and then it was in, and eventually he figured it out, the interesting part of it is, a guy like Randy or. Even Sue, I bet he'd be the first one to tell you. There's so much more in this game. There's so much more to it as far as the little things and the details. There's a lot. You could play. He could play the next couple of years here at Nebraska and then hopefully have that opportunity to play in the NFL and play for 5, 6, 7 years, and he's still going to be learning. And you just got to be hungry enough to work at it and be hungry enough to continue to go and not get comfortable, because we all know in any part of your life, if you get comfortable, that's when you get humbled real fast, and that's when you're going to get passed up.
Talk about the details. Is there something you'd like to see improved with the punt return unit? There's been fumbles. There have been a lot of yardage on returns. Can you talk a little bit about what you think's going on with that?
Well, it's been, obviously we made a couple mistakes here in the last couple of weeks, and we've putting the ball on the ground, then the one, 2 weeks ago, we got one. We haven't had a lot of returnable balls, and bottom line is we're challenging our guys that, that we need to do better up front in the initial 15 yards on the punt return. We've been, in the past, we've been pretty good. I think sometimes our guys, you get these rugby punts and you get the, we've had a couple, even like the other day, this guy, as good as that punter was, he didn't really get into it like really well. And it was fairly short. And I don't know whether I looked at it when you really look at it, our technique wasn't good enough. And, we're running alongside of them and we have guys there, but we have almost bodies on bodies, but we're not disrupting them enough and widening them enough to give our punt returner the comfort level to catch that ball and give them room. And it's like goes back to day one. We talked about it. We got to get back to the fundamentals, and that's got to happen in the first 15, 20 yards. And to give yourself the opportunity and room to make that catch. And I can say the same thing in our kickoff return unit. It's the same thing. We were a block here or a missed assignment. We had a couple missed assignments, or we had a couple opportunities for especially one that would have been big, really big. And we missed an assignment. We left the one guy go. Everyone else is blocked, and there was a big hole. That's what it comes down to. Everybody's got to execute in those situations. We got exactly what we were looking for. We had everybody blocked and one guy blew an assignment and he went for the wrong guy and it cost us.
NFL teams obviously have the ability to hire special teams coaches there for that option. College coaches can too, but you have to sacrifice one of your teams. Do you consider that, or is that something that you're always searching for the right answers on special teams? How do you reconcile that, or do you consider a special
teams good? No, I evaluate obviously everything we're doing, and I like our. We just got to continue to keep getting better and keep stressing it, it's not a scheme issue.
When you have a dynamic returner, that kind of masks some of the issues sometimes, or make up for. Yes, we're talking about the little details when somebody that there's.
Yeah, and I think we have a couple of those guys. I think they're young and they're not confident enough quite yet, I don't think, as far as catching the football and making the decisions with all the crazy type of punting that's going on, you know. And here I say that, and we've put the ball on the ground two times in 2 weeks. But, you know, I trust Jordan right now, and I think Terrell Newby is a guy who's going to be really good down the line. And, you know, he's just not quite there yet, but he's improving every day. You know, he's working really hard at it.
Punters aren't getting better.
I mean, is that part of the punters are better at what they did than maybe 10 years ago? Is that your
opinion? Yeah, I mean, it's a different scheme that they're running now. You know, it's a lot harder to, you know, I bet if you looked across the country, there are less punts being returned, because when you have this rugby punt, and number one, you got to be very fake sound. You always have to take that into account, and because of the type of alignments they give you, and it's a lot harder to, you know, account for all those things, and also, to get a hold up, you know, when you pro hold up in the NFL, you get it a little bit, because obviously the guys are, you know, the you have experience in all areas, and the punters are getting good hang time, and they do the old traditional kick slide type punt, and a lot of people don't rush to punt, and you know it's kick slide and go, and at this level, you know, it's a little bit different. It's a little bit, you know, you have all these spread areas and everything, and you got guys that aren't really necessarily kick sliding. So more than just gunners going down the field, you have the guys up front going down the field where they're not kick sliding 2 or 3, 4 yards back. And that's why you got to be a lot better at the line of scrimmage than we've been as of late, because, you know, when they're going right now, they're going to get down on the punter a lot faster. Well, I know it affected him at Michigan. I mean, the other day it was just, you know, I think he'd be the first one to tell you, he swung that ball around. He didn't have it locked up. And, you know, he had it initially. And then he kind of swung the ball, kind of held the ball out and, like, reached back with the football. And that's a recipe for disaster, no matter whether it's on a punt return, no matter how you look at it, you can't ever do that. That ball can't come away from your body like that.
Is he lined up okay? I mean, was he lined up too close?
Excuse me?
Was he lined up okay in terms of depth, Westerkamp?
Yeah, oh yeah.
He went back quite a bit to try to get it.
Well, that guy, he got into it.
The same approach or whatever, but yesterday practice, did you get the sense the guys were moving
guys
forward?
Are fine. I mean, obviously, you know, we talk about it, we put it to rest, and we go, and you go, and you move on, and that's what we've done, and that's all you can do in this situation. You know, you got to stick together, and I told him, I said, if as much as anything else, you're gonna deal with things like this for your whole life, and you can either, you know, stick your head in the sand and cry and duck and run, or you man up and go. And I think our guys understand. Like I said, I believe in the character of this team, and they understand. They'll come out and they'll respond the right way, and we're going to need to, because, you know, it's going to be a heck of a challenge going into Penn State.
When you talk about coaching and the turnover issues on a regular basis, what do you do other than, like, ball security work? What kind of stuff do you work with them on? And do you feel like at any point that becomes kind of a psychological hurdle for some of your guys?
No, because, I mean, you know, it hasn't been a huge problem this year. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers that we have, but, you know, what you'd be really concerned if it was happening, you know, I mean, the things that happened in the game were, you know, that, you know, we drop a pitch. I mean, if you see these things happening in practice a lot, then, you know, it becomes even more concerning. But, you know, you want it to happen? No, heck no. But, you know, you have to work at it. You got to look at the little things in practice. You got to make sure that the ball's being covered up in practice. And the things that happened were actually in this football game were, you know, a snap that I don't think that we fumbled a snap in I don't remember the last time in practice we haven't got the exchange. And then, you know, a fumbled pitch on the option. We do option every single day. I don't remember the last time I've seen a ball on the ground in option. You know, so you just keep coaching it. Well, it's just you have to stick with your fundamentals when the time comes. And, I they're young kids that make some mistakes. I mean, and you just got to keep coaching them and stay the course on it. And, obviously it's unfortunate because, you know, minus five in the turnover battle, and it's hard to win a football game like that. And we had a couple opportunities on defense that we had where we had balls in our hands. We had some opportunities, and we didn't take advantage of them.
Hey, Coach, you remember how you found Sam Burch in the recruiting process, or how he jumped up under you guys in the radar?
You know, Coach Jamrog was the one who first brought him to us, and we obviously thought he was a really good athlete, good football player, and thought he had a lot of potential. And you know, our guys, you know, our recruiting guys, and Jeff is pretty involved in evaluating some of the guys as walk-on candidates, that type of thing. And at the end of the day, Sam, you know, we knew about him, we watched him, and he decided to walk on. And I think he's going to be. I think you see, he's a good football player.
Well, you had mentioned that. I think you mentioned that Tommy was kind of down yesterday, right?
But you know, let me tell you about Tommy. He's a competitor. He's down because he's a competitor. He's a competitor. He wasn't feeling sorry for himself or anything else. And I think he responded the right way. He's gonna respond the right way. He's a tough guy. He's a leader. He's a competitor, and he's hard on himself. That's probably the thing that I worry about Tommy maybe the most is he's very hard on himself. And maybe sometimes too hard. He's got a, it's one of those things where, you know, you just want to make sure that, and this will happen as he grows and continues to grow as a player, is that he, you know, doesn't, that he's got to be able to move past something and not let it affect him going forward. And I think you'll see him respond the right way this week.
I mean, you're dealing with a situation like that with a redshirt freshman. I mean, how fragile is a guy like that when he's so young in his development and has to kind of carry the load right now?
Well, it depends on the guy. But, you know, one thing about it is I think we approach it the right way with him, and he knows we have confidence in him. And I think he fully understands that. And like I said, I think the future is bright with Tommy. I think he's going to be a heck of a football player. And he is, and he's doing some really good things. He's just got to keep working on the little things and continuing to develop. You know, at the end of the day, he's a freshman. He's started, six games, whatever it is. So, obviously, he's a work in progress. And
Coach, what do you think the biggest challenge in defending a wideout like Allen Robinson is going to be Saturday?
Well, mix things up a little bit. There's going to be some times that we're going to have to study him well, make sure that we're giving help out there. He's not, you know, he doesn't have single coverage all day, and he's a good football player. So we're going to have to know where he is and make sure that, I think a good, you know, good plan, good week of study is going to be important as far as taking care of him.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini with his weekly press conference, and we'll be back to wrap up today's show after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402 710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto owner's insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto owner's insurance. The no problem people.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. Then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net powered by VeriSign at the new OfficeMax Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at OfficeMax.com.
This important message from Complete Nutrition is for all men over 30.
You're a guy over 30 and not in the best of shape. You know that you put on about 5 pounds every year from not doing anything about it. You want the energy you once had. Even your libido is suffering and your wife is looking at you sideways. You've made it too far in life to stop caring about your health. Take control and get ManCore Pro. ManCore Pro is designed for men over 30. Now with a powerful new formula combining a daily multivitamin. Increase your energy, boost your testosterone and metabolism, and get all of your daily nutrients. ManCore Pro has everything you need to take care of your body and maintain a healthy lifestyle. Men don't quit. Man up and get healthy. Get the new ManCore Pro, exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. That's going to put a wrap on our program. We've got the high school football playoffs coming up this afternoon here on ESPN Radio. Join Randy Bushcutter and Jeff Babel from Overton as they take on Hemingford. Pregame at 1:30. Also, I'll be up in Stewart as the Broncos take on Amherst. Also, pregame at 1:30, kickoff at 2 on Classic Hits 98.9. Join us again tomorrow. Daryl Morris of UNK, Tony Harper of Hastings College wrap up their football season. We'll also be talking with some of the state volleyball championship coaches and recap what happened in today's playoffs. Get you ready for the Class C football semifinals, plus Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Have a great day and keep it here in PlatteRiverPreps.com for the very latest on the high school football playoffs.